Well, hello there, you good folk of Audio Boo, Facebook and Twitter. I'm Roddy Jenkins, and you're very welcome to join me as I walk up the street, as one does. And it's actually glorious weather. I'm actually on my way to the doctor to pick up a prescription, which, frankly, here in the UK, thanks to the great NHS, and also thanks to the fact that I'm sadly on the bloody dole still, means I've had to pay for it, which is great. Which is probably just what, because I'd be paying about something like, you know, 20 odd quid for what I'm going to pick up, which is two canisters of Dipyrbate emollient for the eczema and a course of antibiotics. Because guess what? We're back on the old MRSA. Yeah, been there, done that. Could be arsed with a t-shirt, quite frankly. So you join me here on a Wednesday afternoon. Or Wednesday, if you're a National Lottery player here in the UK. Oops. Trying not to trip over a curbstone there. And I'm walking up the main, well, it's only A37. Takes me out of Bristol. And blue skies ahead of me, billowy clouds, and quite a lot of traffic in here on the main arterial route out of the city. And keep on going here, quite a lot of activity there, moving past the Chinese, good Chinese actually, and past the barber shop. Which was at one time it's called the Gents. Good, one time it was a council owned public toilet. That's a cafe on my right, and a newsagent and shop, and a tanning studio with hair and nails and beauty parlour, that kind of thing. And what was a furniture shop is now looks like three self-contained dwellings. All feather up. Got the bin men collecting. It's been day today, obviously, on Wednesday, here in Bristol. Yeah, Bristol anyway. And now crossing over Lilymead Avenue. BS4, and I'm continuing on. There's a, I think it's a Roman Catholic church to my left across the road. Over that, behind there rather, is DC2, possibly one of the steepest residential streets in England, Vale Road. And apparently they throw Easter eggs down there. It's Easter. Never actually seen or watched them do it, but I've been informed that's what happened. So anyway, that's a glorious day. Probably, going to leave the main road, go up a central street. That was glorious blue sky ahead of me. Could be the summer we haven't yet had. Obviously, typical. School would go back. Sun comes out. How would you be a kid, eh? Well, you know my views on school days, and if you haven't heard them, it's audioboo.fm/Roddy Jenkins. Capital R, capital J, if you don't mind. I'd say that for a very special dear friend. And so we're now walking on. So a bit of a breeze you can probably hear. Looks to be doing some work, and this is sort of Victorian semi-detached housing stock here. With bay windows, rose bushes, and a post box in front of me. And if I cross over the road, careful not to get run over, there's no traffic at all. Let you come to where I used to live, which is very excited for you, Good Folk. You know, you all tend to see why I used to live. Well, you can't see it because this is an audio, not video. It's probably just the one that's the... And, well, here we are. I'm going to get out of breath, for God's sake. I've only walked sort of further than I live that, you know. So, now on to Barton Road. It's Brecknock Road, isn't it? That's it. And I can see ahead of me to my right very, very shortly. I think I guess I'm on the right road. Maybe I'm really ahead of myself. I don't know. So this is Brecknock Road, isn't it? Yeah, there we are. A little bit painted the back wall, that's why I could recognise it. And, I'm pretty sure now. Do you know what? I think I got confused again. Bloody red and white on that. That makes sense. Well, okay, so I'll try not to trip over the bag of sand that's been left out. Just a place to leave a toilet in the middle of the road. There you go. However, it takes your fancy, I suppose. Okay. Right. Oh, balls, I've got my bus pass. Darn it. Oh, it's okay. I can see my old bedroom window. Oh well. Such is life. I'm going past the front door where I used to live, which was, I think it's 19... Was it 193 or 198? I don't know. So we're back on the main rails road again. What was a very good off licence, now closed, it went into administration. So probably it wasn't going to be that good of off licence went into administration, but there you go. Traffic. I think that's a Land Rover Discovery, red, going to town. Grey, silvery grey transit, full transit van. Cross over this road again. We're now crossing over and walking through some fallen leaf. It's over Crownedale Road. As we continue walking past, some stuff that we've been out. And there's somebody else. And somebody else as well. And left the black box there as well. Okay, obviously that works for them. Collector. Another silver transit van going past me. We'll go here. We'll do some work over there. Scaffolding's out on that house over there. And right, cross over this road. This is cross over Rookery Road. As in the birds in the bird nest. And just climb up here. There's a brown kind of pickety fence in stages. So it goes up the hill. Up to Brussels, any city. And to my right, any minute now, will be my doctor's surgery, Wells Road surgery. If surgeries are obviously available, happens to be the one that I frequent in the news. Turn right to the left of the road, and I'm put in my pocket for a second and go and pick up a prescription. to pick up a prescription, please? Roderick Jenkins, got let out by Dr. Tommy in this morning.
Right.
She said she'd leave it out for me, I don't know if she was going to sit in there a bit. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so we've collected the prescription there. Trying not to fall down the stairs. Okay, so I'm going to walk down, back down the Wells Road to Silverman's, the chemist. And no doubt tick the relevant boxes on the back of the form to say that I'm the patient, I'm on income support, job seeker's allowance, and I don't have to pay. And just sign and date the thing. So, walking back down the Wells Road, and electricity boxes, grey, metallic grey boxes on my right, walk down the road, where I've just walked up, cross over Rookery Road again, and I'll have to cross over the Wells Road as well. Do that in a minute. I think you'll know if no traffic is turning or danger. So, there we go. Low, low, low transporter lorry, just walk past. How can the lorry walk past you? For sake, honestly. Drove past me, gone past me anyway. Long gone, anyway. Right. Coming here. To the zebra crossing, have I missed it? Yes, I have missed it. Darn it. Darn it, darn it, darn it. That's a roll now, lorry there. Doing outbound. Okay, cross over Crown Down Road again. Oops. Little leaves in the. So it's gonna go now and. Use the pedestrian crossing to cross over the road opposite. Hence it's the reason it's going to pedestrian crossing. Just tip for, like so, and wait for the green man to flash. Well, not flash, obviously. That's rude. Tip the red like so. Really enjoying this, aren't you? I can tell you, this is riveting, you know. You join me here. And now on the opposite side of the road. Going past Kiltrust World and one of the best pizzas Villiers in Bristol. Pizza made to order. Acapella. They follow me on Twitter. But I haven't actually used that as a marketing claim a discount because they follow me on Twitter, I'm not sure. Anyway, probably bored you to tears. I'm outside the chemist now. Let's go. So. Welcome back, and the last few minutes before I get cut off, as I can see, we are running a bit close to the 50 minute marker. Cross over School Road. Oh, what's it missing? Bloody night again. Darn it. Oh, well, never mind. So I will be to the chemist and got what I need. Let's just hit the tip of it. That's it. And before I get cut off, I say goodbye to you good folk and catch up with you very soon.